Josh Menney, reporter for KATC in Lafayette, is going to join us in just a moment. A dispute over the Bayou Bridge pipeline has been quite intense at times, as we know. And in one case, when the governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, was about to do his monthly program, asked the governor here at our studio at the Louisiana Radio Network, he was greeted by several protesters, I'd say around 50 people in the lobby, who were making their opinion known that they were not happy about his support for the pipeline that many believe would be an economic boon to our area. And Josh Menney, reporter for KATC Lafayette, has been covering this story, and we want to get his take on some recent developments. But before we get there, Josh, your odyssey to Louisiana was quite an interesting one. How did it happen?
Good morning, Jim. Yeah, so it's been sort of an unconventional journey to Lafayette, Louisiana. I started out studying the humanities in college, philosophy and history, but then after college went to Syracuse, studied documentary film and history, then moved to New York City for a couple years, mainly working on the MTV production True Life. Some of you probably remember that. It's a docu-reality series. Anyway, then I eventually moved out to Montana, where my older brother lives in Missoula, Montana, and got back into the news. And I say I got back into the news because I did a number of news internships in college. And then, long story short, I traveled around in the news a few gigs for a couple years each, and then I was employed by KRTV, which is a station owned by Cordillera Communications, which is a sister station to KATC here in Lafayette. I transferred down here, basically, and I've been here for about a year exactly, and having and just gaining a lot of great experience.
Well, you're doing good work, and you've covered some big stories. And one of those is the one we're discussing right now. Testimony is continuing in the Bayou Bridge eminent domain lawsuit. What is happening here, Josh?
All right, so the Bayou Bridge pipeline is a 162-mile crude oil pipeline planned from Lake Charles to St. James. It's the last leg of the company Energy Transfer Partners' Dakota Access Pipeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline starts up in the shale oil fields of the Bakken Formation, and it continues through South Dakota, Iowa, and to the oil terminal in Illinois, and then it connects with another pipeline called the Energy Transfer Crude Oil Pipeline, which goes all the way down to Nederland, Texas, and that's where it will be connecting with the Bayou Bridge pipeline, which goes across Louisiana, and it will be eventually, that crude oil will be going to St. James, where it will be refined in petrochemical plants. So, go ahead.
Well, there is a fight over whether the company has the right to have the pipeline in a particular area. That's, what is it, so, in St. Martin Parish, isn't it?
Right. So the testimony that's going on today in the 16th Judicial District Court in the St. Martinville Courthouse is regarding a 38-acre private parcel of land. Now, there are a number of private landowners on that land being represented by the Center for Constitutional Rights. And where the argument comes in is that Energy Transfer Partners began building the Bayou Bridge pipeline without getting their permission and also without going through the proper legal measures to obtain eminent domain. However, the question is, in court, the company believes they have eminent domain based on prior Louisiana court rulings as well as legislation that's been passed. Basically, what the company is doing in court yesterday and today is proving that their pipeline is for the public good. And what they did was they brought on the director of the LSU Center for Energy Studies, Dr. David Dismuth. And he is one of the state's premier experts on Louisiana's energy infrastructure and has been involved in various levels of legislative policy making. What Dismuth says is that the pipeline, by entering more petrochemicals into the flow of commerce, it will be for the public good. And that was actually decided in a case a few years ago where ExxonMobil was suing for eminent domain for an access road to a pipeline. What they're saying is that their argument is that by adding this extra supply of crude oil to Louisiana's petrochemical industry, they're creating more diversity. So not only will the diversity in supply help in the case of a natural disaster in the Gulf, creating a disruption in crude oil flow, it will also create more competitive prices. And we have to remember that the petrochemical is used for, the crude oil is converted for natural gas, jet fuel, and plastics that the plastics create blood bags and milk jugs, which are used all over the country.
All right. Well, the pipeline is close to being operational, isn't it?
It is. And the pipeline, from what I understand, is basically already constructed. And it was constructed on this private land that's in question now. So it sounds like Judge Keith Como will be, making a ruling on that land, on this decision, this eminent domain case. But yeah, you're right. The pipeline is pretty much complete, and Energy Transfer Partners says they will have crude oil running through it by the end of the year.
Well, when is this decision expected from the judge?
The decision is expected today. So, it sounds like what will likely happen is that these private landowners will get some compensation, but I'm not entirely sure how it'll pan out. Maybe it will be appealed by the environmental groups who are fighting Energy Transfer Partners.
Well, an appeal could gum up the works, but obviously a lot of people are hopeful that this will get rolling soon, and then there are others who say it was a bad idea from the start. In the courthouse, I imagine you have an eclectic group of people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, representing the environmental side is Bill Quigley. He's a law professor from Loyola University in New Orleans. We have Misha Mitchell, who is a staff attorney for the Atchafalaya Basin Keepers. We have Pam Spees as the attorney for the Center for Constitutional Rights. On the other side, we have attorney Michael Donald, who represents a law firm out of Lafayette, as well as, again, they brought in the LSU professor and some other folks. And, the beginning of the trial yesterday, they went into defining exactly what public good and public necessity should include. And Judge Keith Como said, well, we can't really use economic development, nor can we use tax revenue as a factor. However, in just looking at how the petrochemical company supplies, again, blood bags, milk jugs, even jet fuel to the national aviation industry, those represent more of the public good and necessity than just direct economic impact.
Well, we thank you, Josh Menney, and appreciate the update, and we'll be calling on you soon.